Welcome to the Science of Yes. My name is Pam Heath, and I'm the Yes Coach. I'm a life coach and business consultant. I live in the world of yes. I work with transformational practitioners who have struggled to turn their passion into a profitable business. I help them create a thriving business aligned with their life passion. I specialize in getting you organized for success in your life and or your business. We will take it to the next level, wherever that might be for you, guaranteed. Welcome to my show. I call myself a yes coach, and my process is the science of yes. Why do I call my process a science? I specialize in supporting right brain people to achieve spiritually what left brain people achieve intellectually. You might ask why science of yes? Well, let's look at the definition of the word science. The definition: the intellectual and practical activity encompassing the systematic study of the structure and behavior of the physical and natural world through observation and experiment. Whoa, that was a mouthful. My clients get clear about who they are and what they want in life through observation and experiment, and burst through to take the actions to achieve their goals, doing what they've always wanted to do in life. They take charge and make things happen in a time frame they didn't dream possible. What they learn is that by simply being a yes, they expand their capacity to have anything they're willing to say yes to. When I say yes, I'm not talking about semantics or simply the word yes. I'm not just talking about positive thinking either. I'm speaking of a mindset and how you live your life and who you be and the actions you take inside of that. That's right. There is who you are in life, and then there is who you be in life. And what I'm teaching you has everything to do with who you be and what you do as you're being that. If who you be is yes, and what you do is sourced by yes, then what you get is a life of power, passion, and fun. And that's all there is to it. I provide coaching, support, empowerment, validation, structures, and whatever is needed to be a powerful force in business for those with creative and, most importantly, spiritual minds. I create, design, and deliver custom programs, trainings, and workshops for corporations, institutions, and spiritual transformational practitioners. If you want to be your own boss, a business owner who can make a living and actually achieve abundance and prosperity as an entrepreneur, and you're a spiritual or a health practitioner, a creative artist, or even if you aren't sure what you want to create, but you're sure you want to create something and own your own business, I'm your go-to guru to get you started, to take you to the next level, whatever level you are at, and have you succeed. I coach, guide, train, and advise, and growth is assured. I specialize in breaking down the emotional barriers that block people from what they're committed to achieving in life. My background is in personal development, communications, team management, and years of empowering individuals to achieve their best results. I spent a lifetime as a legal administrator and operations manager, and I also spent many years leading impactful transformational programs in seminars and workshops all around the United States. I will work to enhance the ability to create the life of your dreams by design. I'm currently writing a book about my process called Say Yes. It's not that complicated. It is my process utilizing the science of yes that contributes to individuals and entrepreneurs, and I'm ready to take you on and have you win. Stay tuned and I'll be updating you when it's published. I teach my clients utilizing many movie analogies and musical quotes. One of my favorites is from the genie from the Disney animated motion picture Aladdin. When Aladdin first finds and rubs the lamp, releasing the genie explains to him that he will grant him 3 wishes. When Aladdin seems kind of confused, Robin Williams, as the voice of the genie in Aladdin, well, he sings this song called "You Ain't Never Had a Friend Like Me." I won't sing you the whole song, and I'm not going to include all the lyrics here, but these are the most important lyrics that I want you to take note of. You've got some power in your corner now, some heavy ammunition in your camp. You've got some punch, pizzazz, yahoo, and how. See, all you got to do is rub that lamp, and I'll say, Mr. Aladdin, sir, what will your pleasure be? Let me take your order, jot it down, you ain't never had a friend like me. Life is your restaurant, I'm your maitre d'. Come on, whisper what it is you want, you ain't never had a friend like me. Oh yes, sir, we pride ourselves on service. You're the boss, the king, the Shah. Say what you wish, it's yours true dish. I'm on 11 more baklava. Have some of column A, try all of column B. I'm in the mood to help you, dude. You ain't never had a friend like me. Consider for a moment that I'm singing this song to you right now. Life is your restaurant, and I'm your maitre d'. What would you order? A new home? A new car? A new romantic partner? What about your career? The whole point is this. Anything you want for your life is available. If you're recognizing elements of the law of attraction here, you're absolutely on point. I'm a strong believer in and a practitioner of the law of attraction. As the genie in Aladdin would say, why don't you just ruminate while I illuminate the possibilities? The law of attraction is the belief that by focusing on positive or negative thoughts, a person brings positive or negative experiences into their life. It is the attractive magnetic power of the universe that draws similar energies together. Even the law of gravity is part of the law of attraction. Whether you believe in it or not, universal laws operate on a certain level, and you live your life by these laws. Simply put, the law of attraction is the ability to attract into our lives whatever we're focusing on. Regardless of age, nationality, or religious belief, we are all susceptible to the laws which govern the universe, and there are many. It is the law of attraction which uses the power of the mind to translate whatever is in our thoughts and materialize them into reality. In basic terms, all thoughts turn into things eventually. If you focus on negative doom and gloom, you'll remain under that cloud. If you focus on positive thoughts and take the actions that correlate to your goals or commitment, you'll find a way to achieve them. The law of attraction dictates that whatever can be imagined and held in the mind's eye is achievable if you take action on a plan to get where you want to be. The key is to distinguish what you're committed to and then design structures that give you the actions that correlate to that commitment, and you will produce that result every time, no matter what. All you need is to bring to the table a desire and a willingness to grow, and most critically, an openness and an ability to be coached and to take on doing the actions that will forward what you say you want in life. With the correct mindset, a healthy dose of the right attitude, and a powerful connection to the right actions, the ordinary person will accomplish extraordinary results. Therefore, a valuable part of what I provide are new practices and habits to take on, you know, and they're proven effective concepts, tools, and principles that give you good things to think about and then act on. My goal is that my clients find out what works well for them, and then they put into their learning everyday practices which fulfill on where they're going. I don't allow clients to argue for their limitations. I coach best with people who come to the coaching totally human, with all their mistakes, imperfections, insecurities, whatever. But they're also ready for something better, willing to take full responsibility for their lives, and able to act on their values, priorities, and dreams. I call that being coachable. Expect me to constantly challenge your thought processes and get in your face when you want to hold on to negative conversations that are as old as your freckles. If you're coachable, come to me, and I will coach you to be everything you always dreamed and hoped for, but never thought you could have. It works I know I did it. The reason yes coaching is training is because I'm going to rearrange your molecules, have you strategizing the actions to take in your day-to-day life. Those actions will produce specific results, and you're going to operate like the things you want are a done deal. Your life will not be the same, and you will not be the same when you take on yes training. I started my company, Strategic Yes Training, with the intention to give away what it took for me to give up my negative thought patterns and achieve success. Early in my participation in my practice, I recognized that my way of coaching had a very unique style to it. In a different conversation with friends and people that I worked with, and in utilizing my skills at coaching, I now recognize that style as a positive influence that I use to empower people to go for their dreams and take on anything they want and realize their potential, because they can have anything they want out of life. I'm a yes to anything is possible. I come from a large family with 7 children. I was the middle and oldest girl. I married relatively late in life. I was 31 years old and had almost given up that I would find Mr. Right. I had 3 children. One baby girl died at birth, and my first child died at the age of 30 in 2007 by her own hand. I had to rise above a difficult childhood where I experienced poverty, tragedy, and devastating issues. Through it all, I persevered and now deliver a powerful program to impact people and have them win in life. I'm here to give away what it takes to achieve success and how no matter where you are in life, you can achieve outrageous fortune. Success is realized by anyone who is first willing to define it and then go after it. I enjoy being with people when success happens for them because of their own decision to make it happen. And success doesn't have to be that elusive thing that you wish for and hope to experience someday. You can live the dream today. You must simply decide now to be a yes to what it is that you want and then go after it. And start by removing the things that hold you back or drag you down. The partnership that develops between coach and client is meaningful, exciting, and dynamic. Together, you and I can create a life and career path that suits you best, and I believe your life will evolve as a result of the coaching process. I want you to say yes. I want everyone to say yes. Say yes to life. Some folks say that life is like a bowl of chocolate. I say life is like a baseball game. Life is the pitcher and you are at bat. Life pitches and you try to hit the ball. Life pretty much throws all kind of pitches at you. Curveballs and fastballs and just ball after ball after ball. And you swing away. You don't have much to say about what life pitches at you. You have everything to say about how you react to the balls that life pitches. So are you going to be a yes? Are you going to be a no? That's what this is all about. Say yes. It's not that complicated. Say yes to risk. Say yes to power, magic, and fun. If life is a mystery, the solution is yes. If life seems elusive and you don't know what to do, say yes. This is the access to eternal youth. You don't need a mythical fountain. You need to say yes. You don't need to put your credit card on the table to say yes. You don't need to take off your clothes or walk across hot coals or do anything you don't want to do. You have the opportunity to put a stop to any conversation that you can't do or can't have or can't see in your life or in your future. You can have anything you want. Just say. Let me first start by distinguishing for you that I don't mean for you to eliminate the word no from your vocabulary. There are a lot of things it's appropriate to say no to. The word no is not a bad word. And yes isn't a good word. Even though I'm telling you to say yes, what I'm actually referring to is not what you are doing. It is who you are while you are doing whatever it is you're doing. Who you are and what you do. Who you are being and not what you are saying. We're going to tackle life together, you and I, and I'm going to support you and empower you to have anything you want out of life. You can have it. Just say yes. I promise. So as we start crafting the life of your dreams, and you're going to start to remold your life to be one of a positive mindset. And I'm not speaking to positive thinking. I'm speaking to being someone whose life revolves around being open and available to receive, and who takes the actions necessary to receive. As my favorite celebrity, Yoda, says, do or do not. There is no try. I could tell you, say no. Say no to stress and stress-caused illnesses. Say no to unemployment and being a victim to your circumstances. Say no to emotional abuse and toxic relationships. I could tell you these things and call my process the things to say no to. But I'm not going to tell you this, because one of the biggest things I'm going to teach you is not to affirm with your speaking that which you do not want. You don't go into a restaurant, sit down, pick up the menu and say to the waiter, first off, I don't want pancakes, so don't serve them to me. I hate pancakes. No pancakes for me. You wouldn't do that, would you? I hope not. You wouldn't walk into Walmart or Target or any clothing store and call the salesperson over and say, don't show me any clothes that are red with black polka dots. I don't like red with black polka dots. I hate them. I don't particularly like blue with white polka dots either. Actually, I don't like polka dots. I don't want you to show me any clothes with polka dots. So don't do it. I don't like that. Now, you wouldn't do that, would you? I hope not. So why do you say things like, I don't want to live like this. I hate my job. I hate my car. I hate my life. I don't want so-and-so to talk to me like that. I'd like you to consider something. When you say out loud the things you don't want in your life, you're actually bringing attention to what you don't want and bringing energy to it with your speaking. One of the things I teach my coaching clients is to be very careful what words come out of your mouth. The universe is listening. It's not too late. I don't care how old you are. It's never too late. There's a wonderful bit of Chinese wisdom that asks, when is the best time to plant a tree? The answer, 20 years ago. But the next best time is right now. I'm convinced timing is always perfect and everything happens for a reason. If you're listening to me now, your timing is perfect. As a business owner and entrepreneur, a corporate consultant, a motivational speaker, a professional and personal coach, I have had the privilege of working with many people committed to improve their lives and move beyond professional and personal challenges that were holding them back and produce specific results in their careers and in their lives. Together, we have learned a great deal and have made great strides forward. Through my work with different clients, I made a very important discovery that remarkably and powerfully changed my life and became the core of the science of yes. Contrary to what you may have been taught, the secret to a good life is not about having a positive attitude. It's about taking positive actions. It's the actions you take that are in direct correlation to the results you're committed to produce that make the difference. The science of yes is all about inquiring into what you want in life and then taking the actions that correlate with those wants and navigating safely through the obstacles and roadblocks that will surely arise as you make your way to these goals. That is the process in a nutshell. Full disclosure, I've always been an optimistic kind of gal. Before I distinguished the process I call the science of yes, I didn't fully understand the power of my optimism. And I usually was not able to translate my basic positive nature into actions that moved me through difficult times or opened doors that would allow me to achieve the dreams that I had. I saw many people in my life achieve things and could never understand why I couldn't, when my mind and attitude were so open and available. With the science of yes, you'll create a new positive and powerful mindset that will improve your performance and allow you to more fully embrace and finally enjoy your life and wonderful opportunities that surround you. When you face life with yes spirit, you'll actually be creating positive energy and hope, not just for yourself, but also for the other people in your life. And the positive energy you create will help you get things done, make good things happen, and help you move more easily through these difficult and challenging times we currently live in. People today have so much to be concerned about. We're working harder and moving faster. We're multitasking, answering cell phones, sending emails, tweeting on Twitter, hooting on Hootsuite, snapping on Snapchat, and making friends and dealing with people we actually may never meet in person or even truly know on the internet sites that are robbing us of our time while giving very little back in true reward or value. The current political climate is overwhelming, with more people blasting negative energy about our president and what he should or should not be doing. Black Lives Matter, mannequin challenges, depressing news, jam-packed schedules impossible to keep up with. We wake up early with an endless list of things to do, and we go to bed late, tossing and turning as we mentally prepare our action list for the next day. No wonder that our effectiveness and efficiency suffers as life just gets more and more complicated. And as the pressure keeps mounting, most of us, we find we have fewer and fewer moments of happiness, less time for our family and friends, and little or no time for ourselves and our dreams. I know how hurried life feels, because I feel it too. With all that's going on, we hardly have time to breathe. And I have the nerve to come along and tell you to be a yes. Wait for it, though. Yes will move you quickly and gently into calmer waters where you can manage your life and responsibilities and still have time for and energy for family and friends. More importantly, yes will have you discover ways to dust off a dream or two and embrace life in ways you never thought possible. The science of yes is a practice. It's easy to understand, it's easy to follow, and a pathway to the more focused, productive, and exhilarating life. I'm convinced this science will work for you, just as it has worked for me and so many of the people I've had the privilege to coach. I know things can be better, life can be easier, and your dreams can come true. The thing that I get asked the most about when I give lectures or lead workshops or seminars about the science of yes is, what about no? Shouldn't I say no to something? I'm not supposed to say yes to everything, am I? Look, having a positive attitude about everything does help in the long run and will make things a lot easier for you. But this is not about feeling good about a certain situation or speaking the word yes out loud like some kind of Buddhist mantra, like it has magic just in the speaking. I've said it over and over again. It's not about the word. Yes is very active. It's about taking actions. These actions are yes. Taking yes actions when you have a goal, you don't ask, how do I feel about this goal? You ask, what do I do about this goal? I'm a glass is a half full kind of gal by nature. I'm not saying that you have to be that kind of individual to live in the world of yes. When I was young, there was a song, High Hopes. I believe it was Frank Sinatra who sang it. It's about an ant who needs to move a rubber tree plant, which is gigantic compared to his small size, but he's determined. And oops, there goes another rubber tree plant, because he took it on, and he got it done. The thing about high hopes, you can create miracles inside of them, but it does take work. Like the ant, you got to roll up your sleeve and get to work. The actions you take are structured for you to produce results. Not sitting on the couch imagining the results or fantasizing about the results. Getting out there in the world and going for it, full tilt boogie. When you set out to produce results, there's always going to be obstacles. It's easy to maintain a good attitude when things are going well, but staying the course when things are not going your way takes willpower and commitment. Develop things to do when you're not fully present to yes. Something didn't go your way or you're dealing with a disappointment in your life. What will it take to get you back in the saddle again? For me, I listen to uplifting music. I'll call a friend who's in a good space and speak with them to help lift me up. I admit there are even times when treating myself to something good to eat will call me into action. I mean, find what you need to do and do it. Seek out and learn what you need to get you back in the saddle when life throws a curveball that unseats you. And remember, surround yourself with positive people in your life. And the people in your life, if they're naysayers or constantly berating you and telling you you won't amount to much, you have some serious work to do to get some positive people in your life. And believe me, they're out there. Find them. Like-minded individuals who believe in you and support you and will empower you when you need it most. It's been my experience that people who are engaged in life, who are making things happen, who like their work or have a hobby that excites them, often have a more positive outlook. So the question is, who do you know who is engaged with life? And then the next question, which will lead to an action, how can you meet them? All it takes is connecting with one positive person. When you find him or her, I promise you, there'll be other positive people nearby. There is no pond with only one fish. Find a meetup with similar interests to yours. Go to a networking event in your city. Reach out on social media for like-minded individuals. It's not that complicated. I want you to be clear about something. I am not perfect. I hope you fully understand that I have two things, and I have down moments and negative thoughts, just like the rest of the world. I'm not a robotic optimist or inexperienced in disappointments and heartbreak, setbacks and pain. I'm a victim of childhood sexual rape and abuse. My oldest child committed suicide in 2007. I've been beaten by my significant other and put in the hospital. I've bought my dream home and lost it to foreclosure. I've been homeless and lived in my car because I had nowhere else to go. But through all those experiences, I learned this. The sooner I can shift into positive action, the better off things become, and the sooner I begin to get better and back into positive action. Another important thing I want to point out is that the science of yes is not just dealing with the obstacles and challenges that life offers. It's also about fulfilling on the incredible opportunities and dreams that you have. Perhaps you've been thinking about going back to school, or learning to play the piano, or hang gliding, or traveling to Europe or other countries. Maybe you have a novel to write, an apartment to rent, or a business to start. The science of yes will have you approach opportunities in a powerful, positive mindset that has you be actually excited about life, like a kid in a candy store. Here's the mission statement for my business. Strategic Yes Training's mission is to contribute and make a difference on the planet by providing individuals and organizations with the opportunity to generate their goals, achievements, and results from a positive mindset grounded in the adamant belief that you can have anything you want in life, that you are willing to say you want. Individuals will be a yes to life, love, and career. Their dreams and visions are a foregone conclusion, and they operate from the knowledge that what they create for the future is a done deal. Organizations will be a yes to growth and empowering their staff and managers to have their lives fulfilled by their performance at work. Everybody wins with no one and nothing left out. My mission in life is to bring the world of yes to each and every person I meet. Part of my mission in life is to provide transformational practitioners, healers, spiritual workers, and all conscious professionals the tools to have an abundant, thriving practice using my tools from the science of yes. Don't hesitate to contact me via my website, yescoachforyou.com. That's yescoach, the number four, the letter U.com. Or you can write to me at pamheath@yescoachforyou.com. I can't wait to hear from you. Thank you for listening on Blog Talk Radio. Please don't forget, before you sign off, to follow my show by clicking on the follow button. It supports us and lets Blog Talk Radio know that you appreciate the content, and they will push it up in the ranks on their website. The more follows we get, the more you let us and Blog Talk Radio know you want more. The Science of Yes is a part of the New Age Guild and Spirit Talk Radio. The New Age Guild is the metaphysical membership directory that will get you in front of the right clients at the right time. Stop by www.newageguild.com and join us. Beautifully present and promote yourself online by showcasing your services. Share your latest news and educate your tribe. We want you in our community. Thank you again for joining me on Yes Coaches Be the Boss and Live Your Passion show. Join us here every week on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you and good night.